praise the Lord. And once they killed him, they rejected salvation automatically. They rejected their Messiah. Then the 70th week, which is the last week, was suspended according to God's agenda. And between the 69th week and the 70th week, he now used that period to come to the Gentiles to get himself a bride. That's how we came in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That getting of a bride is what Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 9, he called the mystery of God. How that the Gentiles that we are dogs, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, the Gentiles, uncircumcised Gentiles, idol worshippers that had no covenant, had nothing to do with Abraham, now they receive salvation, not just receiving salvation, but they receive a higher position than Israel. That is the mystery. Remember, he said the first shall be the last. The last, the Gentiles, shall be the first. That we go in the rapture. Why? Because they rejected him. It is that mystery. If you are writing it down, I give you some scriptures that Apostle Paul explained in Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 to 27. Romans chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. Isaiah 65, verse 1. Isaiah 56, verse 8. John chapter 10, verse 16. Let me call the scriptures again. I started with Ephesians 3, verse 1 to 9. Then Romans 16 verse 25, Colossians 1, 25 to 26, to 27, sorry. Romans 10 verse 19 to 20, Isaiah 65 verse 1, Isaiah 56 verse 8, John 10, 16. And finally, he achieved this through what Apostle Paul explained in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11 to verse 22. He reconciled us by Christ. Amen. Apostle Paul therefore went to explain in Romans chapter 11 verse 11, where he said that blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles becoming. He said blindness in part because it is not forever. He blinded them so that we can come in. And he said he did it to provoke them to jealousy. And the beginning of the gospel coming to the Gentiles was with Peter, whom Christ gave the keys to the kingdom, when he went to the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 verse 44. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost that came upon the Jews, 120 Jews in the upper room, came upon a Gentile, Cornelius. And Peter said, these people have received the same spirit we too have received. What stops us from baptizing them? And they baptized his household in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. The next time we see that effectively done, and finally and more effectively done, because the dispensation was committed to Apostle Paul, not Peter. Peter was to the Jews. Apostle Paul was for the Gentiles. We saw it in Acts chapter 13, verse 44 up to verse 50. It says, seeing that you count yourself unworthy,